You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Perhaps you recognize some of those themes. It's your tip-off that we're about to launch into this week's edition of Cinema Chat. I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday to talk movies. How you doing, sir?
Great musical introduction. That was fun. All those movie themes.
And more to come. Well, it is award season. It's in full swing. A little later this morning, the Academy Awards are going to be announced.
Just minutes.
Sunday, we had the Golden Globes announced, and those went, well, depending on who you ask, relatively well.
Yeah, Revenant was a big winner. Martian was a big winner as best comedy, believe it or not. But it'll be interesting to see if Revenant has the same kind of Oscar buzz. It's very, very current right now. It was great, I thought, that Brie Larson won for Room for Best Actor. And Leonardo DiCaprio, as they said just a few minutes ago,
right,
is an odds-on favorite for Best Actor. And Jennifer Lawrence, it was great that she won for Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for Joy. So that's an interesting.
There were some highlights, and of course, you either love or you do not love Ricky Gervais, but
a lot of people
the little
did
bits
not
I saw, well, I certainly wouldn't want to be on the receiving end, I don't think, but as an observer, I thought some of it was entertaining.
Yeah, and, you know, all of this is pretty silly, all of these awards.
Yes, it is.
You know, people work very, very hard to make, you know, the hundreds of movies that get released and the thousands that don't get released. And it's kind of hard to really honestly choose the best picture because there's usually a dozen or so that are amazing.
But the most important awards, the ones that we should be paying more attention to every year, set aside the Golden Globes, set aside the Academy Awards, it's all about the Razzies.
The Razzies, yes. The very joke award for giving a claim to the worst of the movies that were released. And the worst picture nominees are, well, I think we need a drum roll for this, Fantastic Four, Fifty Shades of Grey, Jupiter Ascending, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, Pixels. Now, the worst remake or sequel is Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Trip. Fantastic Four. It got nominated in both the worst picture and worst remake. Hot Tub Time Machine 2, Human Centipede 3, and Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. So
here's how I judge my success as a moviegoer. Did I see any of the of the nominated films? I have not seen any of them.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. So Adam Sandler won significant recognition for his film Pixels and his performance in The Cobbler and Pixels. So wouldn't surprise me if she won the if he won the worst. Channing Tatum. There we go. It's too early.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah,
in all its various forms.
Jupiter Ascending. Kevin James for Paul Blart, his redo there. James Dornan for 50 Shades of Grey. And Johnny Depp, believe it or not, got a worst actor nomination. I think some of the fun things that they do, you know, they do the worst actor, actress, supporting.
Sure.
But they also do the Razzie Redeemers.
So people who have been nominated or won before that did better this year?
Yes, that did not do terrible things. And Elizabeth Banks, who's an actress and director, got nominated because she did some really good work this year. M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan, I'm really having trouble with my mouth this morning. He got un-nominated for possibly getting a Redeemer Award. Will Smith, and the comment for him was, just for not making a terrible movie this year.
Yeah, Concussion was actually pretty good, I know.
He's a great performer. Yeah. And Sylvester Stallone for redoing his role as Rocky Balboa, but in the movie Creed. And he did not write Creed. He merely allowed the
probably
character.
One of the better decisions he's made of late, you know? I mean, he pretty much exhausted his script writing skills through the first five or six movies.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's a talented guy. He definitely took a very commercial track and
sure.
to his career. And
nothing wrong with that.
But he's a talented guy. So anyway, we'll find out in literally minutes what the Academy Award nominations are, and that will be fun and lots of news coverage on that, so we'll look forward to that.
So what can we see this weekend?
I'm very excited about a film called Phoebe, which is opening up. It's set in 1916 during World War I, and it's set in the Ottoman Empire, which is also currently known as Turkey, although it had an empire far outside of the country boundaries of Turkey. But it was a huge player in the World War I conflict, and it's about some Bedouin brothers, orphan Bedouin brothers, who run into a British army officer, and he enlists them to help find the rumored source of water near the Ottoman train tracks. It's beautiful in terms of the desert landscape, stark. You definitely feel thirsty throughout the movie, so take a bottle of water in.
Hilarious.
Your power
of suggestion,
exactly,
huh?
Exactly. It's gotten great, great reviews. It won the Best Director Prize at the Venice Film Festival. Phoebe opens up this Friday at the State Theater. Chi-Raq, which is Spike Lee's new film, it's based on...
Equating to downtown Chicago to a war zone, yeah.
Correct. It's based on an ancient Greek comedy called Lysistrata by Aristophanes, and in the ancient Greece play, the women withhold sexual contact with men until they stop fighting in the Greek war that was going on at that particular point in time. And so this is the same conceit, that the women of the gang leaders in the neighborhood say, hey, we're not participating with you until you get this stuff together. And it's because a child was accidentally killed. That was just the straw that broke the camel's
interesting
back,
notion for
were.
A movie, certainly.
And it's gotten great reviews and controversial reviews too. And it's it opens its run on Monday. So Chi-Raq will be at the Michigan on that day. And then we got some special screenings. Gangnam Blues is part of the Korean Now film series, and that's going to be on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The Science on Screen program is showing one of my favorite documentaries from last year, Tim's Vermeer. And it's about this inventor genius guy who is retired and decides he's going to try to figure out how Vermeer, the painter, executed his paintings, because they just look so much different, and there's kind of a photorealistic quality to them in certain aspects. And it was like, how did that happen? And he goes to a great deal of trouble. He takes a painting, he literally rebuilds all the furniture and props and everything within that painting, and then has a camera obscura and other kind of techniques that help him try to figure out how Vermeer executed his paintings.
Oh, it'd be fun to find out.
It's
he actually
totally
came to a conclusion, right? Penn and Teller involved with that in some way, right?
Say that again?
Penn and Teller involved with that.
Yes,
some way.
Yes, yeah. They actually, Penn or Teller is the filmmaker on this. It was his idea, and he and Penn is in it as well. And we're going to have two University of Michigan professors, a physics professor and an art history professor, come and talk about that. So at the Multiplex, we got Ride Along 2. Kevin Hart's in that, if you like that. Ice Cube, 13 Hours, Secret Soldier of Benghazi, which is based on real stuff, and Norm of the North, which
is an animated
film for the kids.
So there's a lot to choose from, and we'll certainly figure out what's going to happen with the Academy Award nominations a little later this morning, and you'll hear all about it in the weeks to come as part of Cinema Chat. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you have been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Oscar Central.